By the mid-1960s, the cry of Black Power raised during a Southern demonstration signaled more than a powerful rallying cry. It also came to represent the growth of a new wave of revolutionary Black nationalism. Williams was seen as a prophet of this drive for economic, political, and military self-determination. He was named International Chairman of the Revolutionary Action Movement, RAM, and President in Exile of the Republic of New Africa, or RNA, which called for reparations and an independent Black nation. This is Robert Williams speaking to a large rally in China in 1966, explaining Black Power.
What is the meaning of this cry, Black Power, in a land dominated by the unmerciful power of white intruders who murdered and all but exterminated the rightful owners, the American Indians? Black power means that Black men want to have some control over their own lives, to have a respected voice in public affairs that affect them. We resent being a colonial people, treated as third-class citizens in our own native land. We resent being forbidden to speak for ourselves, even in Black belts, where we constitute as much as 85% of the population. We resent being deformed by a white man's mold and a degenerate white supremacy society that derides and belittles our African heritage and makes us ashamed of our ethnic characteristics. Black power is the vehicle by which we hope to reach a stage wherein we can be proud Black people without the necessity of an apology for our non-Anglo-Saxon features. The dominant society in racist America is reactionary, imperialist, racist, and decadent, and we wish to disassociate ourselves from it. Black power is a dissident force challenging the racist white power structure that is so heinously exterminating the people of Vietnam and threatening the world with nuclear destruction.